You are now listening to the Willingboro Vicinity NAACP podcast. I am William Weston,
and I'm here with
Samantha Whitfield, the branch president.
And today we'll be presenting some national issues, state and local, and just some odds and ends. We will start off with the national issue, especially that national convention, which our president did attend.
Yeah, I did. I was at the national convention from July 15th through the 18th. The convention actually ran from the 14th through the 18th, so I got there a little bit late, but it was a really good and informative convention. We had a number of guest speakers that came and delivered words of inspiration to the delegates and the membership. We voted on some positions for the national board, and it was just a really good time to get together with other freedom fighters and exchange ideas and tactics and just fellowship together.
Okay, where was it located? Was it San Antonio, correct?
Yeah, it was located in San Antonio this year. It was really hot there, much hotter than here in New Jersey, but it was a good time. I got to see some of the sights. I enjoyed the river walk there, as well as I got to see the Alamo, site of the well-known battle for Texas. Yes. Yeah, for the United States occupation of Texas.
I remember the Alamo, yes. Something else that would be long remembered and have a great impact would be the Brett Kavanaugh nomination. Was that mentioned at the convention?
Oh, so the Brett Kavanaugh nomination, we actually put out an action alert from Hillary Shelton, which is our director, our national director of the NAACP Washington Bureau. And the action alert opposes Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. And it also further states that the U.S. Senate should not move the nomination until after the November 2018 election. Okay. And the swearing in of the 116th Congress thereafter.
Yes, yes. All the representative seats are up this November. So let's remember to get out and vote.
And that is the main reason for, you know, the holding off of the nomination vote. Should the Congress, you know, switch parties or sides, the new representatives would have the say on the Supreme Court judge nomination, which would have lasting effects for a generation or multiple generations,
yeah,
even.
Because aren't these appointed for life, the judges?
Right. They're lifetime appointments. And Judge Kavanaugh is a fairly young guy. He is only, I think, in his 50s, but he has been given the green light by some of the far-right organizations, and it is said that he would very strongly oppose Roe versus Wade and join the effort to overturn that ruling.
Yeah, and he's such a conservative judge. He'll have such an impact on future court rulings. This is another reason why it's very important to get out and vote. You know, hopefully the political landscape will change in the future.
Yeah, so we will be putting out that action alert via our social media and website, and they'll also have a sample letter attached that we encourage all our listeners and members to send to their Senate representatives so that their voices can be heard.
I definitely feel that. I hope people do vote in November. What other issues were discussed at the national conference?
So we did also discuss, as you saw on our social media, we did have an address given by the governor of Puerto Rico. He came and addressed the delegates at the convention, and the NAACP released that they will be establishing a branch on the island of Puerto Rico in the near future.
Yes.
So that was some exciting news. Also, in addition, we had initially passed a resolution regarding the statehood of Puerto Rico, which was rescinded the very next day following some deeper discovery on the issue. So,
yeah, I just want to say right there, yeah, because when I heard the resolution, I was actually kind of with it, like, okay, Puerto Rico statehood, why wouldn't they want to, you know, be a state? But I guess communicating with a few people, who know more about the situation. You know, there's an idea of maybe they want Puerto Rican independence or a different solution other than statehood. And I was listening to a podcast called Puerto Rico Forward, and that enlightened me, gave me a little more insight of the different perspectives that are there and the idea that the Commonwealth should have self-determination. I was pleased to hear that resolution for the statehood support was pulled back. Part of that was a referendum or a vote they had on the island. And I believe the turnout was 23%, 24%. And it basically, it was only the party that was supported the statehood, but the other parties boycotted. So that was...
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't a clear, it was a little skewed on how this was presented.
Yeah, it was definitely skewed on how it was presented. And in the resolution that we had received, it was, the language had stated that the Puerto Rican people had voted with overwhelming majority for statehood, which wasn't the case due to the numbers and turnout to the election, as well as the boycotting of other parties, you know, that advocate for independence. So we overturned that, but we still do support the people of Puerto Rico and how they would, however they want to move forward. And we will continue our branch establishment efforts on the island as well.
Yeah, and also support them in their rebuilding due to those storms that they were hit with. And getting their infrastructure rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
It's encouraging to hear the establishment of a branch in Puerto Rico. I'm glad that we're supporting a self-determination solution. Were there any seminars you attended while you were at the conference?
I did attend one of the continuing education for lawyers seminars at the convention. And this, the one that I attended, was specifically on the census and census efforts. It was very, very informative. I guess personally, I didn't realize how big of an impact the census has on funding to municipalities.
Yes, it kind of shows where resources go depending on your population, and
there are a number of things going on with that. One of those things is prison gerrymandering, which they take inmates that have been convicted in other states and place them in facilities outside of their home state or their home jurisdiction. And then they count them in the census where they are incarcerated, inflating the numbers and defunding the areas that the prisoners will be going back to when they are released. So that is one thing that the NAACP is fighting against, as well as there was a new question added to the census. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yes, I did hear about this. Something about, are you a resident? What?
Yeah, it's a citizenship question. So the census is supposed to be count of all of the people living in the United States, regardless of citizenship. But with implementing a citizenship question, it could severely, and we anticipate that it will severely depress responses of the census, which, I mean, a little known fact, is a misdemeanor if you don't respond to the census, and it comes with a fine.
Yeah, so it puts those people who are undocumented in a bind. I just looked it up. The question is this person a citizen of the United States?
Right.
And I keep hearing from the media that this won't impact, you know, they won't use this data to grip up anyone who says, no, I'm not a citizen. You know, I can understand.
But that's
that's not supposed to be under the scope of the census, as you stated earlier. So.
Right. The NAACP has filed a lawsuit for the disclosure of the records on the preparation for the 2020 census. Currently, there has been no additional hiring. There is no director or deputy director of the Census Department. And also, they have been severely defunded. And certain questions haven't been vetted, such as the citizenship question, hasn't been vetted for approval ratings or response or you know, taken into consideration for how it will affect the response rate.
I was just going to say, it's an interesting time for this question to crop up. Like, it's just, the political climate right now. Very interesting time to have that attempted to be added on the census.
Yeah, I would say it's more than interesting. I would say it is strategic, in favor of some parties' agendas.
Exactly.
What it really tries to target is the understaffing, underfunding, and the attempts to tamper with voting rights, because the census also determines voting districts, and gerrymandering, as we all know, is an issue facing the United States and its voting districts. So the results of the census can further skew the voting districts in an unfavorable manner.
Yes, or to the manner in which whatever party is trying to move forward, or
etc. Yeah, I was trying to be discreet.
Okay.
All right. So, you want to move on down the road to some state issues?
Yeah, so what's going on with the state? Well, I do know that the state convention's coming up in October 12th to the 14th, and that will be in Princeton. I plan to go and have a wonderful time and get a lot of information.
And I plan on being there as well. I'm actually the vendor chair for the state convention this year. So if anyone has a small business or a nonprofit that they would like to get information out about, feel free to reach out to me. And our vendor packets will be coming out soon. My email address for the vendors is willingboronaacp@gmail.com. So just send me an inquiry and I'll make sure that you get the information if you would like to participate in that.
Okay, cool. It was Evolution of the Revolution. Is that the theme of the state cop?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, this year is Evolution of the Revolution. We actually have a convention website. It's njscconvention.org, and it has a couple clips from last year's convention, as well as a little form for people that would like to stay updated and would like to get information for when registration opens. So that's all on the New Jersey State Convention website. Once again, it's njscconvention.org.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So is there any new marijuana legislation coming up for our state?
Oh, marijuana. So as you know, Phil Murphy stated while he was running that he was an advocate for marijuana legalization within New Jersey for recreational use. And we, as the NAACP, supported him in those efforts during his campaign. As it stands, the current bill still does not have our support, and that is because it doesn't contain some of the key positions that NAACP would need in order to support the legislation.
You know, because it gets into the social justice issue, and is there expungement? Yeah, will this be, will it follow you if you were convicted of this crime and now that it's not a crime? So the NAACP wants to make sure that it encompasses any kind of social justice issues. And I think there's also a concern to make sure black and brown people can be part of if there's a business opportunity, if this legislation was to move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, automatic expungement is a must. The need for promoting a diverse market structure is a must for us. And also, one of the really crucial points is ensuring that the tax revenue that is created from the creation of a marijuana industry, recreational industry, would be directed back to the communities that have been ravaged by the war on drugs. So that's another key point that would need to be stated within the legislation for us to support it.
Definitely, definitely. Because you don't want this to go forward and then those communities that were ravaged, they still aren't getting the attention they need. And then other communities are receiving the benefits of this legislation if it was to move forward.
Right. Not just the resources, but also, you know, the tax revenue that's created from the new industry would really should go back to the places that have been most affected by, you know, the criminalization of marijuana. So we'll see where that goes, and we'll definitely keep you all updated on to any movement towards passing of legislation concerning marijuana.
Word. So are there any programs the NAACP is involved in concerning marijuana?
So there is the one program that NAACP is co-sponsoring with New Jersey United for Marijuana Reform, as well as the Camden County East chapter of the NAACP. It's going to be a program called Marijuana Legalization in New Jersey, How Can It Advance Racial Justice? So that's going to be a really informative program that's going to touch on criminal justice reform, public health, and also public safety issues. The program is free and open to the public. They're going to have some light refreshments there, and it's going to take place at Kang Avenue Baptist Church in Camden at 831 Kang Avenue on August 2nd from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay, cool. What other programs are there?
Yeah, there's also another program. It's a little ways up in North Jersey at Seton Hall University, but it is dealing with some of the housing issues that we face here in New Jersey. It's called The Uncomfortable Truth in Housing, and it's sponsored by our state conference, Seton Hall, and the Anti-Poverty Network of New Jersey. So what they're going to be talking about at that program is preserving the existing subsidized and affordable housing for New Jersey residents, also expanding the supply of project-based and tenant-based housing subsidies, and combating foreclosure in low-income communities. So those are just a few of the topics that they're going to touch on, and it's going to take place on August 11th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Good. I'm glad that these things are being touched on. You know, oftentimes there's people who fall between the cracks and need to be advocated for, and I'm glad that these things are being addressed.
Yeah.
Definitely speaking of housing and our local issue concerning the recent flooding June 11th and the people who've had flood damage, they may not have insurance, and just the reasons behind the flooding and regardless, we want those people to be able to rebuild and come back to their homes and have their whatever damage that they have in their homes to be repaired. So I know locally in Willingboro, there's going to be
there's going to be a program put on by the Willingboro Township. It's called the MARC program, Multi-Agency Resource Center, and it's for those that were affected by the flooding on June 11th here in Willingboro. One of the key points that I want to mention about this program is that you must pre-register, and there is a form that you have to fill out for that online. We will put up the form on our social media so that it's accessible to everyone. So make sure you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any of the social media platforms to receive that information. But they'll have a number of agencies there, the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, Southern Baptist Church, as well as NAACP is also pursuing some efforts or some relief efforts for flood victims.
The date for this event will be July 27th and July 28th between the hours of 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you must pre-register, and we will have that link available.
Yeah, and it's going to take place at the JFK Kennedy Center. So
yeah,
just make sure to let your friends, family, anyone who was affected by the flood know, and we'll continue to keep you updated on relief efforts for the recent flooding.
All right, and our Jazz Fest is coming up, and we'll have a table there where you could become a member of the NAACP. You don't have to stand on the sidelines. You can see what's going on, and you can be part of the fight. Also, you can register to vote. If you're not registered to vote, we'll continually be posting candidate information. We're big on voter education. And also, we do want to implore people to vote, be a part of the process. All 435 representative seats of the U.S. House will be open in election. So just be a part of that process.
Yeah, and the words of that our national chairman, Leon Russell, said so many times at the national conventions, don't agonize, organize. So our branch of the NAACP here in Willingboro vicinity will be focusing the majority of our time and efforts and volunteerism to election efforts. We'll be focusing on voter registration and education, and we hope that anyone in the community would be open to join us, and we invite you to join us in these efforts. All other organizations, even if you are not a member of the NAACP, we need all hands on deck to really get out the vote for this November.
Yes. And if you're not a part of the NAACP and you won't be at the Willingboro Jazz Fest, you can always join by going to naacp.org and go to the tab, select, join, and find locals.
Yeah.
And that, yes. And so you could join there, you could find your local branch, but you could be a part of a historic organization that has continued to fight for civil rights.
Yeah. And if you want to come out and get involved sooner than later, we encourage you to jump right in and attend our next meeting, which is going to take place on August 14th at the Willingboro Senior Center at 7 p.m. So come on out and join us.
Right on, right on. And our sister branch, Southern Burlington County, at their next meeting, will have the Burlington Prosecutor. That will be on August 16th. So if you have any questions about body cams, the procedure, what's going on, or something that you just have a grievance or an issue, or you just want to have more information, you'll be able to interact with the Burlington Prosecutor at their next branch meeting, which is August 16th.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So I think that covers the majority. Got anything else on deck?
So that'll move us right into the next segment of our show called What You Reading.
Yeah, we're trying to stay abreast of what's going on. And there's a lot of good books out there. I know I'm reading Just Mercy. I'm in the middle of that by author Brian Stevenson. And that book is a hard read sometimes, not because of any type of aptitude, but because of the difficult stories of the injustice that is happening to these black men, where just get arrested and you don't go to trial, and while you're waiting, you're on death row. And just the fact that people who are innocent are on death row and we're not represented well with legal defense. And in fact, what the author is an attorney, and he's in volunteering basically to defend people who aren't represented, who are on death row. So it's, and just to hear the stories that his clients are going through, it makes me want to find out about his organization and maybe try to help where I can, because that person on death row could be me. It's not like in some of these situations, these people are innocent.
And yeah, but then like the situations aren't so crazy. Like it could be any one of us.
Yes.
That finds ourselves just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And sometimes at our own houses, minding our business.
Exactly. Exactly. You could be minding your business and they just roll up and say, yup, somebody said it was you, this, that, and the third. And then you're waiting for trial.
Yeah. I'd heard about that book on a podcast that I listened to. It's actually Oprah's podcast, Super Soul Conversations. And she had the author, Brian Stevenson, on the show. And he was talking about a particular case where the guy really didn't do it. He was just home mowing the grass.
Yes.
And came and got picked up.
Yeah. And that gentleman is Walter McMillan. And I'm actually in the middle of that. So right now in the book, he's on death row. Yeah. Yes, he didn't do it. He has witnesses who said he didn't do it. But due to some political reasons, they needed somebody to take the charge of this murder. Like, okay, we, you know, it's been too long. The case is going cold. This went cold and it's a small town. They couldn't let it go. So they had to get somebody.
Well, please keep us updated. Let us know how you're liking the book. And we encourage anyone else to pick that up.
Oh, definitely.
I'm currently reading The New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander. I'm pretty late to the party on this one, but I'm finally getting around to reading it. And that's also, I wouldn't say it's a tough read, but it's very eye-opening in the similarities between our current criminal justice system and Jim Crow laws and legislation of yesteryear. Is eerily similar. And NAACP, you know, we already focus a lot of efforts on criminal justice reform, but it is one of the most pressing issues of our time. And, you know, we'll continue to fight for justice on behalf of those who have been done wrong by the system.
Definitely, definitely. And reading these type of books, it's hard when people say, or somebody's incarcerated, just don't do the crime. You could just don't do the crime and you could still get scooped up. Like, it kind of doesn't matter. Like, that's what my concern. Like, okay, I'm law abiding citizen, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you cannot do anything. I mean, we laugh at some of the situations now, like Permit Patty and Barbecue Becky, but it's not too far fetched that, you know, people would be taken in on charges because of simple, just living their black lives.
Yeah. Well, the latest video and that I just was exposed to was, I believe the gentleman came out and he pushed the gentleman and get shot. I can understand the push though. You are arguing with my lady. You all up in her face. I'm like, yo, what you doing? Like, you know, I'm not saying it's a chance I might push somebody, but it definitely, the repercussions weren't worth that. It didn't and they're talking about stand your ground, that he may not get any charges. So that is very frustrating, seeing those type of situations. I hope people understand, like, this stuff has been happening. It's just that people have technology now. This has always been happening, but no one would you just had to take that one. But now at least you can record it. Even though you can record it, it continues to happen. And there is a level of frustration that I think people are feeling, because it seems like every week there's a new video of some injustice happening and no repercussions.
Yeah. Like we said, don't agonize, organize, get involved, and let your voice be heard. Join the fight. And for those who are already in the fight, stay in the fight.
We're staying the fight. So thank you. That concludes another podcast. As we put together another itinerary of things that the NAACP is doing.
Yep.
All right.
Well, thanks, Will. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sam. All right.